assess some of his ruminations and some humorous perspectives. And then we will proceed with some of our other prepared numbers, and we hope that you accept them in the spirit with which they are offered. And...
Confessions of a Former Farms Filing Clerk, or the Top 10 Rejected Farms Papers. And just a brief background on this, I was in the early 80s a volunteer for farms. I went and met Jack Welch, who, as you know, is a tax attorney who founded farms. He discovered chiasmus in the Book of Mormon. And I told him I was ready, willing, and able to be a volunteer. He sent me down to the basement of the law school building, and I filed papers and licked envelopes and stamps. And we used to have these big parties where John Sorensen, Jack Welch, and I and other people would sit around licking envelopes and stamps for this newsletter. And I asked him if my spit was tax deductible as a donation, and he never got back to me on that. And while I was doing this, most of the time when I was supposed to be filing, I was rummaging through their records, looking at papers that had been rejected by farms in their preliminary reports department, where they would publish these preliminary reports on preliminary research. And the idea occurred to me that I could do a top 10 farms rejected papers shtick on AML list. And I actually came up with this. Eight of them are fictitious, but two of the ones I'm going to read to you are real. And I want you to guess at the end which ones are real and see if you can guess who the author was. So the top 10 rejected papers by farms. Number 10. And I'm going to read the title, a brief abstract, and then the reason for rejection. Number 10. The influence of the Book of Mormon on Led Zeppelin lyrics. Abstract. According to a recently discovered unpublished autobiography of John Bonham called Stairway to Heaven, Stairway to Heaven and other songs were written by Jimmy Page and Robert Plant while they were reading from Clinton Larson's Stories of the Book of Mormon while eating marijuana brownies. Reason for rejection. Jack Welch's dog ate the only copy of the paper. Number 9 of the rejected farms papers. Nephi the Ninja, martial arts in Mesoamerica and in the Book of Mormon. Abstract. Nephi's use of a veil and a sword of Laban are compared to Mesoamerican art sculptures showing karate movements. Reason for rejection. No source cited for hand-drawn illustrations of these sculptures, which look suspiciously like Bruce Lee movie posters. Number 8, chiasmus in erotic Mayan poetry. Abstract. Newly discovered Mayan codex containing poetry from Catliltilus, court poet to Pacal and Palenque, contains numerous chiastic passages. That's the abstract. Reason for rejection. Paper contains translation of passages. And now number seven of the list of top 10 farms rejected papers, Meroitica and the Book of Mormon. Sounds sexy, but it isn't. Abstract. Characters on the Anthon transcript are favorably compared to the Reformed Egyptian characters used in the kingdom in Meroe, south of Egypt. Reason for rejection. Use of Anthon transcript discovered by Mark Hoffman. Number 6. The title, The Constipation of Mesoamerican Secreted Societies. Abstract. Secretion conflagrations in the Book of Mormon are existentially compared to recently discovered remains constipating of an esophagus of a Mesoamerican warlord a translation of his Funerary Obsequiousies from Mayan Kotex. Reason for rejection. No Urim and Thummim available to translate typographical errors. Number 5 in the Farm's Top 10 Rejected Papers. How to interpret the interpretations of Joseph Smith's interpretations of facsimile number 2. Abstract. Shows that interpretations of interpretations of interpretations can easily be misinterpreted. Reason for rejection. Interpretations too interpretive. Number 4, title Humor in the Book of Mormon. Abstract. Argues that the Book of Mormon contains humor, as illustrated by an analysis of the following passages: Alma 9, 2 through 3, Alma 54, 31 through 32, and Alma 57, 10. Reason for rejection. Not convincing. Paper number 3, title Mayan, Chocolate Milk, and the Book of Mormon. Abstract. The existence of pre-Columbian chocolate milk shown flowing from an oval jar in the Itzapan Life Stone, Stela 5, supports the historicity of the Book of Mormon and further explains why Ovaltine isn't called Roundtine. Ancient Mayans had oval canisters in which they carried cocoa beans. When the Lamanites encountered Mayans, the Lamanites presumably adopted their ways, language, and breakfast beverages. Later, when there were no Hites, Nephites presumably obtained the cocoa bean technology and made circular rather than oval canisters in which to carry ground up cocoa beans for mixing with goat's milk. But they retained the original Mayan term for oval. Teen is shown to derive from possible Greek influence from the Mulekites. Reason for rejection. Contains caffeine. Number 2 in the top 10 rejected Farms papers. The identification of Curulims and Cummims in the Book of Mormon through modern cryptozoological analysis. Abstract. Evidence is marshaled to identify Bigfoot as Curulim and the jackalope as Cummim. Reason for rejection. Other research demonstrates that Bigfoot is Cain and a jackalope is the Book of Mormon goat. And finally, the number one paper rejected by Farms. The title is Ancient Mesoamerican Hills Prove the Book of Mormon True. Abstract. The Book of Mormon reports the existence of many hills. Although known in Joseph Smith's time, ancient Mesoamerica featured numerous hills, many of which meet the following criteria required by descriptions of hills in the Book of Mormon. Number 1, there must be land. Number 2, the land must be flat in some areas. Number 3, the land must rise in elevation in other areas. And number 4, after rising, the land must descend in elevation in those areas. Reason for rejection. Needs more examples. Now, any guesses on which two of these were actually real rejected papers? Yes.
Number 8.
No? That would have been a good one.
What was that?
That's the chiasmus and erotic Mayan poetry.
Number 4, humor in the Book of Mormon.
How can you all remember these numbers? Nope. Yes.
Number 1 and number 3.
Nope.
No.
Number 7. Yes. And who was the author?
What was the title?
I was the author. Merrill Whitaker and the Book of Mormon, based upon the Mark Hoffman transcript. I spent hours studying that thing. And I wrote it, turned it in. A month later, you know, he killed people and he was the forger. Okay, the other one. Can you guess the other? That is true. Yes. Yes. Number 5. Yes. And who wrote that one? It is how to interpret the interpretations of Joseph Smith's interpretations of facts. I love that answer.
You may have seen Mary Catherine Gallagher on Saturday Night Live. She is one of my favorite characters. She is a high school girl attending an all-girls Catholic school. Actually, it's not all-girls. It's just a Catholic high school. Well, we have exciting news, and that is that Mary Catherine has been converted to the True and Living Church. And this is just one of the little episodes that she has encountered and we would like to portray for you tonight. And this is Mary Catherine Gallagher, by the way. Yes, I am. I'm so glad that the missionaries found you and then brought you to church and baptized you. We are so happy to have you in our ward.
Would, a mental ward or emphysema ward?
No, dear. A ward in our church is something like the parish that you just went to. And then instead of a priest, like you had, we now have a bishop, and he's a lot like the priest, except he's married, has a family, has a job.
And is he the one who would, like, does he do confession and in that little, private box thing?
Oh, well, yes. We don't call that confession in our church. We call that fast and testimony bearing. We do that the first Sunday of every month. Okay. Now, I noticed you're doing something rather interesting with your hands. Why are you doing that?
When I get really nervous, I put my hands under my armpits and I pull them out without they smell them.
Well, that's really nice. Okay, Mary Catherine. So, now I understand you have dreams of becoming a famous entertainer. Is that correct?
Yes. It's my dream to sing and dance in front of an audience. And I've tried to prepare for this.
Well, you know, our church is a wonderful place for all of our members to develop and then share our talents with everyone. And I guess that's why you've come to audition for the road show tonight. Is that right, dear?
Yes.
Wonderful.
I have prepared several pieces, and I would like to do one for you. This one is in honor of the recent conversion to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints of the R&B legend, Snipe, without a pit. I keep this photo for inspiration. Is Senator Hatch from the state of Utah. He is the senator for the United States Senate, the state of Utah. Uh-oh. I need some help, sweetie. Yes, Sister Lindford, I was going to do my rendition on number 10 of the famous piece, made famous, by Gladys Knight, my hero, well, one of my heroes. It is called The Midnight Train to Georgia. Never mind, I know it by heart. Correct. The man. So please leave me with you. Prepared myself for another, and it's an honor to become a beehive.
A beehive? No, no, dear. You're not a beehive.
I'm not.
No.
A meter maid.
No, no, not a meter maid either, dear. It's not pronounced meter maid.
Mia maid.
That's closer. It's Maya maid, sort of like the Aztecs or the Mayas, you know?
And it's an honor.
But you're not in that group either, dear. You're in the Laurels, the oldest group.
Okay, the Laurels. And anyway, I have read this book and have discovered that the program is this inspired program that was inspired from, superficially from, the Boy Scouts of America and the highest attainment of glory, being the Eagle Scout, and I will prove myself worthy to be a young woman going to the prom.
No, no, dear, it's not young woman going to the prom. It's a young woman of promise.
Anyway, I have discovered a monologue in there that epitomizes what okay, just a minute. I need to look at my monologue. Oh, yes. We are daughters of our Heavenly Father who loves us and we love Him. We will stand as witnesses in all things and in all times and in all places as we strive to live the young women's values, which are faith, divine nature, individual worth, Choice and Accountability. Knowledge. Good Works. And indecisive. No, and integrity. We believe, as we come to accept and act upon these principles, we will be prepared to be superstars.
Involved in the Achievement Day program. And we were thinking, as we were conversing with one another, that, you know, there's just not enough competition amongst the girls in Achievement Day. And, you know, there's really not enough opportunity for the girls who have special talents and are beautiful to really be able to show off those talents and to compete, because isn't that really what life is all about, is competing? And being judged by your looks and how well you perform on stage. And so blessed and thrilled to be able to announce to you that we have inaugurated the new Miss Achievement Day pageant. And we have here tonight a perfect example of one of our little girls who is going to be a main competitor in our very first Miss Achievement Day pageant. And I wish you would welcome now to the stage Miss Brittany Christiansen from the Warren Fight School.
Favorite popcorn popping.
special birthday out there.
Whose birthday is it today?
Tomorrow.
Do we have someone at the birthday?
Someone in the audience going to celebrate a birthday?
Come on, Brother Linford.
Translating the facsimile.
It is so fun to get these special toys. They're not even toys. I mean, they're so educational for our young ones to learn about the gospel in their play time. I mean, there shouldn't be a minute of the day that we aren't learning constantly about the gospel.
Here's my favorite. This is the Emma Hale Smith doll. And if I can find her
cute little hat.
Is her hat on?
Oh, no. I need to find this. Oh, her hat just makes the outfit. Don't you think?
She was kind of an enigmatic character, if you will, as has been coined by others. But this is in her little witch outfit. And here are some of the brethren. This is from the Nephi Prophet, Priest, and Bodybuilder line.
And you know there's a protein mix that goes with that. You know, there's
cricket
and young men involved.
It's fabulous, too. It is just fabulous, I'm telling you. Now, there was a time when the brethren were all sitting around at the school of the prophet. This is the prophet, by the way. He's a darn good guy.
Oh, yeah.
And they were all discussing the important parts of the truth of the gospel,
if you will,
at the school of the prophets.
There they are. There.
We'll try to get him to stand up. Here, you go to bed, Joe. And, you know, they like to discuss and read the scripture as they would chew on some tobacco.
Every one of your children.
And they chewed and chewed on that tobacco. And, you know, sometimes their mouths got full and they couldn't pontificate. I mean, they couldn't elaborate on the beauties of the gospel, and so they'd have to spit. And so they take turns talking about the three kingdoms of glory. The celestial kingdom is really beautiful. Oh, man, we would all kill ourselves if we could see how beautiful it was there.
Oh,
and then who came
came on the scene, Big Bad Emma.
Oh my God! What is this mess? Who is this mess? Has the prophet been in here speaking again? Joseph, you have to do something.
Oh yeah, brethren. I guess the meeting's over now. Can we close with prayer? No, I think you better just leave.
Okay.
Okay, well, we'll see ya.
Okay, Mr. High and Mighty, Mr. Prophet, I talk to the Lord every day. Have you looked at that mess in there? Who's been cleaning up that mess, huh?
Oh, gee, Emma, I don't know. I think I better pray about it. Guess what?
What?
I got a revelation.
What's it about? Is there somebody going to reveal himself and come clean up that mess, huh?
I hope so. Yeah, that's the ticket. There's a whole new revelation, and we can't spit anymore.
Well, it's about time. Thank you very much.
Okay, kiss and make up.
Okay, bye.
And then there's always Eliza.
Oh, you. Oh, that's a great story.
Now, remember when Emma last found Joseph and Eliza together, what happened then?
Oh, well, it was nothing when compared to when the Partridge sisters showed up.
That was even more fun than a barrel of monkeys.
Oh, it was fun to teach our children. They are going to have a last ride with this.
That's right. So we just want to encourage you all to look up on the website under barbiesmo.com, and there's a whole church history line of products available to help teach those important lessons about church history. And let our membership know about the DNA Mormonism that we have flowing through our veins. They can take the Mormon out of the church, but we're always going to be Mormons at heart, aren't we? Thank you so much for coming. So Janelle, you want to send everyone home about harm or accident?
Yes, I do. We need to get out of here, unfortunately. The parking lot was closed at 10:30. Make sure your car is out or we will start. Thank you very much for coming.